Blog Talk Radio.
A good song.
That's a damn good song for Pix Mista.
That's enough to.
And it's a beautiful song.
All right, so I guess I'll introduce the show.
Try, poor baby.
I'll try. Oh, hold on. Let me take my cough drop out. I almost choked on it. Okay. Note to self: do not inhale cough drop.
Is that what
do
you were choking on?
Inhale cough drop. No.
That's what I was sucking on now. later, baby. Anyway, all right. I'm gonna try to talk as loud as possible, but as you can tell, probably I'm not feeling so hot. So here we go. It is February 21st, 2012. It is time for Pixinista, which is a word we came up with that means pixel fashionistas. We are the estrogen trifecta. We rule the airwaves. That's right, bitches.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And it's hot in here. Oh, my God. All right.
It's always hot wherever you are.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm Snow White. I normally sound better than this. But, oh, well. Hold on. And then there's Corey / Gamenatrix, who actually is our boss lady, so we have to listen to what she says.
Oh, is that why y'all listen? Because you have to?
Yeah.
Of course. That's
right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep that in mind.
You are the boss, ladies. You know, and that's, I couldn't call in sick because, you know, you'll beat me, and not in a good way.
I ain't gonna beat you.
We also have our junior member, but
yay!
As cute as she is, I'm thinking about giving her a promotion. Depends on what she does for it. Miss Ginger Rocks is here.
Rawr. Yes, thank you. I'm here.
And now I'm going to mute my mic so I can cough.
You don't die on us. We need you. I love you. Don't die.
So in case you all were not paying attention at some point, this particular show is dedicated to Second Life-themed clothing. Yeah, we've been telling you guys we're going to do this for quite some time, so we decided to do it tonight. Of course, when our gore expert is too choked up to speak, this is bad.
I'm better now. I'm better now. All right.
So I'm not an expert. I'm going to have muddle through it. She's going to know more than I do. Bad week to pick it. Now next week we'll do
the vampire. And I'm the noob to gore, so I've...
I did have a friend of mine go over and harass a few people to come over and listen. So I don't know if you're listening and you haven't found your way to the chat room, but we do have a chat room. I don't know what color the button is nowadays. There's a band on the other side. Either one of you know what it looks like on the other side now? They keep changing it at BT. Do we still have a flashing green button that says chat now? Do we still have that? Nobody knows. Either one of you. Right.
I am looking. We have... Well, it's gray. It says call in to speak. Is that the one we're looking for?
No, but that's one of them, yeah.
I don't see the one for Skype.
No, for chat now is what we want.
Oh, for chat. Oh, not got a clue. It's just a big blue box.
That's because you're already in the chat room, so that's why you don't see it. Well... If you're outside the chat room, look around there on the page. I'm sure you'll find a box that says chat now. So you can click it and sit in the chat room with us. You don't have to have an account to watch the chat, but you do have to have one to speak. And I'm taking up some slack since my girl is choking to death over there.
I know she is. Are you okay?
That's great.
I'm good.
All right.
Okay. Talking for long periods of time.
The mucus. Yes, lovely. You need some hot lemon water.
Ew.
So, hey, you laugh, but it works. Hot lemon water or
honey. Yeah, I'm with her. I'm kind of like, I don't know about this.
Look, hot lemon water with honey or a hot toddy, which is the same thing. hot alcohol with honey and lemon in it. It works. It does. You people out there listening, if you'd like to call in, 347-215-7977. Of course, we haven't started talking yet, so you probably have nothing to say. We'll eventually say something to piss you off or to inspire you. Who knows? Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. And if we piss you off, I'm sorry, but I don't care. If we if we make you happy, that's awesome. Head over to Facebook and friend us, because, you know.
Or Twitter.
Or Twitter.
Second Life.
Or Second Life. Ginger Ghost Star. I don't know if I can give the other people's names away, so I'm not going to.
Yes, Corey Mills and Muir Army. Corey Muir is the one you'll probably find before you find Mills. Mills is my my vampire chick.
Yes, and if you play Second Life and you have one of those adorable Zuby babies, Miss Corey is making beautiful, gorgeous baby hats right now. Yes,
You said if you have a Zuby baby you want to get rid of, Corey would like to have one so that she can use it to test out her beautiful hat that she makes.
Yes, yes, that too. So she'll stop asking for my baby.
Man, Ginger, why you got to be like that?
No.
I'm not going to open it up. I don't open up your babies, just strangers' babies. Nobody will let me hold their baby either.
I wonder why.
I have never said that to any of those people in the Zuby group that I would open their babies up to look at the code in their bellies, but they seem to have a second sense about these things. Nobody will let me hold their baby.
No, you cannot hold our babies and open them. I still remember you asking my friend, let me hold it. Can I look inside?
That's not your friend, and you know why I asked her that. That's not your friend. You know who that was and exactly why I said it, because she was horrified. She was not a friend.
That is true. That is true.
Oh, my God, why would you say such a thing? Shut up and give me the baby. Corey's going to lick in your belly at your coat. See how you...
Yes, I am. That's awesome. Oh. All right, well... I guess
we should move along to our...
We probably should. All right, so I don't play gore.
Wait. We do.
I love gore.
To give him a little bit of a primer. Was that Snow?
That was me. Did I sound evil? All right.
No, you didn't sound like
totally evil and hot all at the same time.
You did sound hot.
I don't understand how you think I'm hot when I sound like a frog.
Anyway. You just have one of those
you
voices.
You sound hot.
Yeah, in any capacity, it just does.
Well, thank you very much. Anyway, I'll give him a primer on gore really quickly.
Go ahead. All right,
gore is a fantasy world based on a series of novels written by John Norman. Now, granted, these are very, very badly written novels. He's not a good writer at all. He's really not a good writer. Basically, the premise of gore is males and females had a war. Oh, and it's on a counter Earth, by the way, on the other side of the sun, which is why we can't wait. Why we've never seen it? But anyway, so the premise of this counter Earth, this other planet on the other side of the sun, is that there was a war between males and females, and the males won. But instead of decimating the females, instead of wiping them out, these insect, godlike insect creatures called the Priest Kings actually made it to where women were naturally beautiful and submissive and made it so men wanted to keep women around to basically dominate them. So basically it's like a male-dominated society and women are naturally submissive to men.
And so we could procreate because, you know, you can't have...
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because they didn't want the Priest Kings didn't want the humans to be wiped out, but... So that's the premise of it, and it's very a wild planet. It's a wild society. It's violent. It's very raw. It's very testosterone filled, and I think that's why I like it, because you know I'm all about the come dominate me, baby. Show me what you can do. You know,
yeah.
Weak men need not apply. You know what I mean? If you're weak, don't even bother. That's all I gotta say.
Put it this way, you got to have testosterone levels to match our estrogen levels, and it's pretty high.
That is pretty high, yeah.
That is pretty hot. Keep talking just like that.
Her voice does sound lovely. I need you to sound
what
like
are you? I sound like crap. I don't know what you're talking about. I really
no,
don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't. You really, you don't.
All right, so with that little bit of a primer, and if you want to play Gore and SL, we do need to let you know this. Some people, this is very real to them. It's not, you know, MMO-ish or a game. They get very serious about it. So you need to let the person know once you embark upon your Gorean adventure in Second Life that whether you're role-playing or whether you really want to learn and get involved, there's always an argument about who's who and blah, blah, blah. I don't really care. I just make sure whatever profile I use, and y'all know I have like 18, if I decide to go in gore, then their profile is all you need to know about me. You don't need to know anything outside of that. As far as you're concerned, I'm for real, wherever I am. If I'm a vampire and I'm in your sim, I'm a vampire this week, and that's all you need to know. Am I
working? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how I treat it. I don't offer any outside information. But
yeah,
be aware, if you are planning to play, if they start asking you about your real information and you don't draw the line and said, hey, I'm just here to be, you know, wherever I am here, whether it be a Gorian man or a woman, and, you know, everything else is, you know, negated, you basically draw your line in the sand and tell them to stay on the other side of it, and then you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Trust me. Learn the hard way. Listen to her.
Yeah, I want to also give a note. Hold on. Just don't say anything. Hold on.
Clear my throat.
I feel so bad for her. She's
okay.
Baby.
I'm back. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yes. I remember now. For those of you who are naturally submissive, because if you haven't figured it out yet, I'm submissive. Big surprise, I know, God. But for those of you who are naturally submissive and you want to play Gore in Second Life, you need to make sure that no one is going to take advantage of you, because people will. There are some, you know what, in Second Life, period, people will take advantage of you. You need to make sure that when you go in, that you are fully aware that not everyone is going to be nice, and they will especially take advantage of you in a situation like that where you play a role that is naturally submissive to their role. Whether you're role-playing or not, someone will try to take advantage of you. So you need to make sure you have your guard up, and don't ever give out any information that you don't want someone to know if you think they're batshit crazy.
Even if you're not sure if they're batshit crazy, because like I told y'all, there's a 3-month ban,
yes,
I think, on crazy. People can be completely sane. I think at 3 months, they lose that ability. They can only keep that.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep. I agree. So do not ever give out information. What I was actually trying to say is don't ever give out information on someone, even if you don't think they're batshit crazy, even if you think that they're the best person since sliced bread. Don't ever give out real life information. Ever. No.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, with that being said, because this is Pixanista, we got to talk about the clothing.
We got to, Gore clothing. Is,
yes.
All right. It either goes from really, really bad to really, really, really.
Okay, hold on. Let me give him a quick primer on what the clothing is like, because, you know, I'm the Gore expert, because I love Gore.
She is.
Okay. I'm going to speak mainly from a female point of view, because obviously I'm a female. So thank you. For females, there are two different types of females on Gore. You have free women and you have slaves. Free women are normally completely covered. Well, depending on where you are on Gore, but they're normally completely covered, very modest. They wear these I love the robes. I mean, they're all covering robes. Some descriptions have them looking more like burkas. And then you have some of the northern women who look more like rustic peasants.
I saw the Victorian. They look very Victorian to me.
Yeah.
Without the high
they
collar.
Look like, yeah, they do. They look like kind of like Victorian. But that's free women. Slaves, you have a whole bunch of different types of slaves. You have slaves who were in rags, literally in rags, like just material that's been tied to their bodies. You have them in, or even in the, on the other end of the spectrum, you have them in what are called silks, which are very fancy pants kind of material.
That's what I had, because
yeah,
Snow was my mistress.
Because I spoiled you rotten, I know. But when I play a slave, I like them in rags, just because it suits my personality a little more, because I'm not much
realism.
It's realism. It's realistic for a slave to be in rags, because not every one of them, most of them were not not able to be in silks, but silks were very flimsy, soft material that was meant to enhance the girl's beauty. But really, I think a girl looks better in rags. I can't stand silk. But men, you have them wearing tunics. You have them wearing leather pants. You have them wearing no shirt with shirts. I mean, it all depends on what your role is. But the men look more like, some of them look like Vikings. Some of them look like Greek.
Or like they escape from Blade Runner. Those
yeah,
I don't
exactly.
Like.
So it depends on what culture you're talking about in Gore as to what they look like. And in Second Life, people take this to the extreme. Like they will interpret everything differently, which is totally fine with me.
Yes.
I've never been a very adamant by the book person. Like, you have to go by exactly what Norman wrote because Norman was a terrible writer. Terrible, terrible writer.
I thought it was just me. I was like, why can I not read these books? God. I'm having issues. And, ooh.
I
thought
tried
maybe
to read
it was because I was reading it through note cards in Second Life.
No,
but,
no, God, no. I've tried. I have some of the books here. I have like 8 books here. And I try to read it, and I get so bored.
There was a guy in Second Life that actually bought me one of the books on Amazon, and, you know, the mm-hmm. using the e-reader. So I downloaded the e-reader, and I'm reading it. I'm like, what? And that's exactly my response. See, no words. How awful was it? No. No.
No, like I said, I just thought it was because I was reading it through note cards, and I thought maybe it was badly translated or something. Because
no.
It really is that bad.
Wow.
Anyway, so yeah, back to Second Life Gore. Anyway, I actually have a store that I like, a few stores. Can I mention stores? Or am I going to step on somebody's? Because I'm not sure how long my voice is going to last. I want to go ahead and
get done. No, you go right on ahead.
All right. One of my newest favorite ones for my character, who's a little more wild than my other ones, is called Snatch. No, Rude. Rude. It's called Rude. That's what it's called. It's got more of the kind of almost an urbanish feel to it, you know, and she actually looks really good. That's more along the lines of people who aren't as by the book as other people. So Rude is one of my favorites. Very reasonable clothing, very nice clothing, well-textured, well-designed. I really like it a lot. And then you also have one of my older favorites, Bina.
Oh, yes. I know Bina has great.
Bina has great stuff. And they have really, really what looks like slavey-type clothes to me. It doesn't look like stuff that was meant for an urban feel. It was very, very slavey to me. It's got rags and... You know, and like the jewelry for slaves was mainly like glass beads or wooden beads or stuff like that, because they weren't really they weren't normally trusted with anything really expensive, because they're property, they're animals, they're not people, basically.
Well, that, and you have to think of the way that gore is played. Who would be making all this? You know, some of the stuff that we see, this really ornate, elaborate, yeah. you know, coins jingling yeah. from the, they wouldn't have any of that stuff. I don't care if he wrote it into the books. It doesn't make sense. Some of the stuff
it makes sense for the higher slaves, like the Ubar slaves, or the Ubar is like the war leader of a city.
He's a mayor.
Basically. He's like the head honcho. So everybody wants to be the Ubar slave. Not me. I want to be a peasant slave because I don't want all that shit. But anyway. So
I didn't realize that there were differences in slaves. So
honey, I could go on for hours. You have no idea.
You got your pain slut, your the girl.
No. You've got
go ahead, break it down. Break it down for us.
You got high slaves, which are usually decked in silks and jewelry, and they have their hair up, and they're very, very fancy pants. They're very much, they have more power than some men, honestly. They really do. Like, they can wrap men around their fingers. You have tower slaves, which are slaves specifically for free women, or they do domestic duties. They aren't usually used for sex. And then you have pleasure slaves, which are meant purely for the pleasure of men, be that dancing, cooking, whatever. You have kettle and mat slaves, which are basically used for harder work. You have field slaves, which are mainly male, but they are actually used for the outside work, the field work. You have coin sluts, which literally they have like a coin box around their neck, and a man would, you know, fuck them and then put a coin in the slot.
And that's like the worst thing
wow.
ever for a slave.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
that,
you didn't want to be.
Like, that's like the lowest thing you could be. And then you have lure slaves, who were used to literally lure men, unsuspecting men, into being slaves. Like, they would lure them into slavery. They would trick them into like an alley or somewhere. And then the guy would be enslaved for a certain amount of time. There's just a wide, wide, wide variety. That doesn't even cover all of it. Oh, and then you have bonds, which are northern slaves, which the northern slaves and the southern slaves have like this whole animosity thing, and they look down on each other and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It really is. It just gets on my nerves. But and the northern slaves are more free-spirited, more wild. They dress differently. They speak their mind more. They're more curvy. Yeah. So, I mean, there's like a whole bunch of different slaves. I think I've been playing Gore too long, pretty sure.
Well, no, this is actually more information than I had ever heard about Gore.
Oh, honey, I could go on for days. If you have any questions about Gore, seriously, just ask me.
What about, we didn't talk about the panther wear, which I love. Now,
this makes me mad. Panther wear makes me mad in Second Life, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Panthers in Second Life, panthers in Gore were basically like runaway slaves, or, hold on, I have to cough again.
Uh-oh.
Okay, sorry. Panther slaves or Talunas. In Gore, they were women who had run away from men and who chose to live away from men. And so they wore animal hides and, you know, they made their own clothing and stuff. And then you get in Second Life Gore and you have these, quote, panthers running around in basically panties. You know, that's not realistic at all to me.
Well, it's no different than I see some of them wearing BDSM outfits, which don't belong in Gore.
Oh, I know.
You should not have a full leather bodysuit and say, well, the guys wear it. Well, they shouldn't be wearing it either.
That doesn't make it better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What
were you going to say, Ms.?
I don't know. I was going to comment on that clothing, the panther clothing.
Mm-hmm.
There was the panther wear that you mentioned. I think it was, is it Maceful? Or Tolson, something or other. Anyways, one of those two has clothing that covers a lot more for those characters.
Spit it out, girl. Well, it's not so much they should be covered anyways. As Mo said, they're runaway. So they're not supposed to be all covered up. They should be scantily clad, right. But some people, they don't interpret. It doesn't have to be a by-the-book thing, but for role play's sake, like
if you choose a role, the least you can do is do some research on it and play it at least a little like the role is supposed to be played.
Exactly. Like, I'm looking, because I love to look on the marketplace now. These girls got me hooked on marketplace stuff. I'll go there before I go to any stores in Second Life. I'll stand wherever I am and just be on the marketplace just shopping.
Yes, it's so much better. You don't end up going to 15 stores that's like bad prims and flexi stuff and,
well, no, not just that, but it's, you know,
people,
you get there, too many people. You can't tell. You can't tell from the marketplace if they're using bad seams or not. But I like it for the fact that there's no lag, and sometimes I don't feel like being bothered. But I'm looking at one called Savage Beauty. I'm trying to find the name of his store, but this one is very, as close to being as authentic, if this actually existed, as possible. The I had to log in so y'all could see. Got to give y'all a... Are y'all still with me? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Why am I hearing... Well, I'm muted because I was trying to figure out if I'd opened up Skype twice. I'm hearing it.
No, that was me.
Oh.
God. Y'all are crazy. Okay, go there and check out that lovely little bit. I like that one because it's probably one of the few that I've seen that actually fit what the things that I saw, and even what Snow was saying, you know, that's animal hides. You see the claws, you know, the animal claw belts, its teeth, you know, that type of stuff. That looks more authentic to me.
If I get it to open, I'll look.
It's very lovely. Also,
this is rated moderate. You cannot see it.
You're not logged in.
No.
Okay, and this is this guy's store. This is all that he makes. Poor baby. Snow's coughing up a lung.
Uh-oh.
Poor baby. This particular person, where is...
Oh, see, that's not bad. At least from here, that does not look bad.
Yeah, but you see what she was saying? You know, it's more fitting with...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's role play. It's animal teeth, it's claws. His whole page... Wait a minute, I'm going to give you his store page.
And that's not bad price either.
No. If you want to play a panther. I particularly did not enjoy my time as a panther. Well, no, I can't say that. I forgot. I think my panther leader was a really odd little chick. I saw her all of once, and then she would disappear, and then she'd come back, and, you know, we're going to take over the town or something, and then we go, and then she'd, you know, log off. So she says accidentally, then we wouldn't see her for a few months. But Yeah.
So that is pretty. That actually looks like he took some time. And look, those teeth are even aged-looking and dirty.
Yeah, and that makes that lens, to me, good credence to roleplay. I like when I roleplay, yeah. Not just to, you know, it smells like she didn't have to be looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
At all, but I like to look at them, and I like for it to be authentic. Now, if you notice on this guy's page,
no, let me clarify real quick.
When you're having sex, you don't need to look at them.
Exactly. Yeah. When I'm having sex, I don't have to have like the avatar of, you know, bumping uglies. I don't have to have that. But whenever I'm RPing with someone, sorry, I've coughed up in my mouth. Whenever I'm RPing with someone, I want them to look the part. Because it does add a sense of realism to what I'm doing. If they're dressed in some sort of weird BDSM outfit,
mm-hmm.
and
what
I'm in gore,
like they're in in London or Greece, or
yeah, it's distracting to me, and I can't focus on what I'm doing. But the only time I really don't care what an avatar is doing is when I'm fucking, because I'm more into the words than anything. Had to clarify.
I'm sorry, I was opening up and looking. That Aphrodite one down on the bottom right, that is so hot. All right, so are we going to mention
that? I was actually talking muted. I said, now, see, that's actually not a Gorian outfit. At least I don't believe it is. But, no, I don't think it's a red. No. No, because nobody could be wearing that. You could probably get away with it as a slave, but I don't believe it's actually a Gorian outfit. But you'll see people walking around in some of these outfits that he has on his page. Clearly, he does things for two different, you know, types of role play.
Mm-hmm.
People will mix, like the Julius one you see up for the guys. I've seen guys walking around in gore in that, and I'm like, I haven't read all the books, but I don't believe if that's right.
No. I think that's right. And maybe y'all can clarify for me, because, I mean, I've read parts of the books here and there and whatnot. They come to Earth in spaceships. And take women from Earth back to the planet of Gore.
I haven't read that part yet, so the expert will be able to tell you.
Yes, they're called voyages of acquisition, like Gorian men who are agents of the Priest Kings actually come to Earth on spaceships, and they seek out naturally submissive women. And when they find these women, they kind of scope them out for a little while, sometimes weeks, sometimes months, sometimes days, whatever. They scope them out for a little while. And then they basically knock them out with a capture scent or another kind of sedative and take them to Gore, where on Gore, the Earth women are called barbarians. And they teach them the language and, you know, all about being a slave. And most of the time, in fact, I can't remember a time in the books where an Earth woman was not a slave, because Earth women are considered, on Gore, barbarians are considered to be made to be slaves. Like, they can't be anything else but slaves.
Yeah, I guess the thing that gets me is they're going to Earth in a spaceship,
right,
which gives them a certain level of technology. And then they're coming back to Gore. It's all, like, dirt and mud huts, and, I mean, like...
That's all controlled by the Priest Kings. The Priest Kings control what technology is allowed and what technology is not allowed. The Priest Kings are highly advanced. They are the ones with all the technology. Humans in general, most of the human population, probably 99% of the human population, has no idea about this technology. None at all. The higher caste have some knowledge of Earth, but the lower caste, the peasants and stuff. Oh, by the way, caste is pretty much like the caste system on Earth history. That's what station you have in life. Higher castes are like physicians and warriors and scribes and builders and initiates, which are like religious people. But anyway, so the higher castes have some knowledge, but not every knowledge, and the lower castes have none. The Priest Kings tightly control what technology is allowed because they don't want the human race to basically implode like they're doing on Earth. Like, they don't want them to have really powerful weapons or cars to pollute things or anything like that. So they keep a tight control on things, and anyone who gets too far into technology and starts trying to come up with too much technology gets what's called the blue flame of death. Basically, the Priest Kings pinpoint them on Gore and, like, press a button and zap, they're dead. So, yeah.
Wow.
Brief explanation. I played Gore a lot, I know.
No, really, she's amazed because she's learning stuff. Because you keep in mind, if you go to a Korean sim, they will not, they don't, nobody wants to explain to you what's going on about the cloning.
No, they just seem to wanted to throw a collar around my neck. I was like, no.
You know, my first time in was one of our previous hosts here. Took me there, and she was really shy. She didn't want anybody to know she was playing in the first place. And I get there, and I had no idea what was going on. So I did exactly what anybody should do if you're going to somewhere new, a new sim, is I read enough to know that, you know, it was based on, you know, my own reality. And then I just pretended I came there the same way the main character in the book did. I just kind of came here by accident. I fell into some type of wormhole. Here I am. So I know nothing. Mm-hmm. And you'd be amazed. Then people want to explain to you if you put it into your character mode.
Absolutely. If you, and that's an excellent point. If you don't know anything about gore, nothing at all, and you go to a Korean sim, do not go there and try to act like you know everything. People will laugh at you, and they will not play with you. But if you go there and you kind of feed it into your character, it adds a sense of realism to your role play, which makes people want to interact with you, and you will learn that way. That's what I did too when I first went into gore. Yeah. when I first went into gore, I was a barbarian. But yeah, we need to get back to clothes.
Yeah, buy you lots and lots of clothes. Now, what was I going to ask? I forgot. Freaking hell.
Can I mention some more shops while you're thinking?
Well, I was going to mention some shops while I was thinking.
All right, go ahead.
I'll tell you who I used to be a fan of when I was first playing was Gutter Pup. Everybody loves
Yes.
Me.
Yes, I don't like their stuff now.
I can't stand their stuff now.
They have not kept up with the times at all.
No. Not just that, but I bought something from the girl. Whoever the girl is that owns Gutter Pup, and she basically tried to snow me. It was a skirt or something. I'm trying to remember where I was. I got too many alts, child. Whatever the skirt was, it was not fitting properly. You know, if you're a slave and you have to have on some type of skirt, you still want it to fit because the bad part is the fun part and the not so fun part of gore is, yes, when you're a slave, you're always looking around for the guys. You know, that's what you
always
do. So you want to look cute. You want to look cute and good and everything. And this skirt was like those skirts from Second Life, like from 2005, you know, where they just,
So
I told her, I said, is there something wrong with this skirt? And she says, oh, they've always been like that. I said, yeah, in 2005, but it is 2011 because it was last year. She's like, no, they've always been like that. You just don't know because you're new. Okay, you're making a mistake looking at my avatar date thinking that means I've just got here.
I would have loved to have been there for this conversation. Oh,
she gave me my money back.
God.
She gave me my money back.
Of course she did.
Well, no, she gave it back because I had to flex the Gamer Girls radio on her and say, by the way, this is who I really am, and if I don't get my cash back, we're going to be talking about you.
Which we're still talking about you.
Still going to talk about you. See, I waited a year, but you still
Wow. That is some bad customer service right there. I've not had that issue. So far, I've had great help when things have gone wrong.
Well, you know, we've since we've been doing the show and even before, kind of been dealing with people on the higher-end clothing,
mm-hmm.
and they are a little bit of a different standard. Although there was one girl I bought, she had business suits on the marketplace, and they looked beautiful in the pictures, but when I got them, they were not so great looking, and I told her.
Photoshop. People don't Photoshop.
I don't think she Photoshopped. It was just, you know, whoever she got to take the pictures did a good job of taking it at an angle that made it look good. Because when I looked at it again, I was like, yeah. But she gave me my money back. She was like, I'm very sorry you didn't like the quality. And it was no questions asked. I didn't even ask her for the money back because I didn't pay that much for it. So I was like, eh, you know, cheap.
Yeah.
But she gave me my money back.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Cause a lot of them won't.
I still deleted her outfit, but because I was like, it's free. I don't want to wear it. Y'all know how I roll. That was lowbrow for me to pick up a business suit. You know, I got to have on my gowns. Oh, y'all haven't seen me lately. I haven't been wearing any gowns. I have on some nice, I toned it down for my store.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to have to check it out.
You can't walk around a baby shop with all that long, flowy stuff. It's too all crazy.
All right. Well, I don't play in gore, but I do have a couple
love
of clothes stores. Yes. I love to look at clothes. I love to wear the clothes. Oh, they're so hot. All right, silkworms. Silkworms has some clothing that they pass off as green. I'm pretty sure most of it you should not wear there. It would not pass.
It's not exactly green.
Oh, but pretty.
Although I think they did some clothes for a Rome sim that I was involved with for a little while too.
Yes, yes, they do. And they started doing mesh skirts and mesh silks. So pretty.
I'll see them.
Yes. Mesh is the newest thing inside Second Life. I want mesh.
No, I'm in silkworm. No, I said silkworm. Oh, see, silkworm. You are stuck on your mesh. Come on, baby.
I am stuck on my mesh. It is so hot. And for you people who cannot see mesh, and you know who you are. I'm still mad at you. Y'all need to look and see mesh. Mesh is beautiful. Mesh fits so nicely.
Okay. Let me just point this out. We say this almost every week anyway, but this is the actual gore week, so... We got a few minutes. Let's talk about what you don't need to be wearing. I'm talking specifically to the men. Okay.
Oh, yes. Let's do this. Let's do this.
I went to the Gorian Hub. Those of you that don't play, there is a hub in case you're brand new and you just want to, maybe you want somebody to take you under their wing. You can put in your profile, I'm new. I want to learn how to play gore. I'm whatever. Whether you're a male, female, guy slave, mm-hmm. girl slave, free woman, free man, whatever.
Yeah.
There are some people there that do it up right. Wow. There's been a couple of guys there, beautiful avatars. And I had to ask them, are you really a guy?
Because yes, usually I've guys done that too.
Some guys don't put together good avatars. Ooh, why are you wearing that hair from 2003? Why? So if you're not sure what to wear, and I'm, again, talking specifically to the guys, go there. And look at the guy that's standing there that has 5 to 10 slaves around him. Only one of them is his. But all of the girls that are sitting at his feet are sitting because that's the way he looks. Now, I know you've been told women are not visual, but in Second Life, we have nothing else to go on. It's different in the rest of the world. If you're playing with you on Xbox, we have your voice to fall in love with or your gameplay style. Mm-hmm. If it's in an MMO, we have your gameplay style. And, you know, your avatar probably looks like 15 other avatars, but the way you type and talk. But in gore, before you actually roleplay with anybody, first thing you see is this avatar. And women do like a guy that has a nice-looking avatar. So please, if you don't know what to wear, find one of those guys and emulate him. Or find a slave that is just as beautiful. You know, that's a difficult thing to say, though, because everybody don't have the same video card. Some of you, what you think is beautiful is you think it's beautiful because you can't see how bad it looks, or you're just, what's the good word? Ghetto. Yeah, that's a good word. You're just ghetto.
Yes.
And you think certain things are pretty, and it's just not. So, but if you notice people are not playing with you, two things are the problem. Either you can't role play your way out of paper bag, or your avatar is so fucked up. And I gotta agree with Snow. You gotta have both things. If your avatar is messed up, I really don't want to role play with you. I don't. I can't stand to look at you. It just ruins my whole view. But generally, people that role play well have nice avatars, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I've had one or two
That's because they take time with what they're doing. If they RP well, that means that they're not in a rush. They're not too focused on instant gratification. They're more concerned with, the ambiance, the environment. So they take time with their avatar too.
The sex is what they after. The sex.
Girl, I get laid every day. What? I do not get laid every day. I wish I did. That'd be nice. Be like, what? I got bad skills.
Now, I'm going to tell you guys that are, because we have brought a lot of newbies into Second Life. If you're on the marketplace, an example of what not to do is they have a promo called Serve Sweet Brown. It's supposed to be listed under Gorian. And I'm sorry, Miss Aisha, but your stuff sucks. And I'm going to make the girls here gag because I'm going to give them a picture. you guys take a look at that and go, ew. Ew.
I'm opening it up as we speak.
And she has the nerve to make it no modify and no transfer.
I'm waiting for it to load.
What is that? No, I'm sorry. How is that supposed to stay on? There is no
banner. Get how it's supposed to stay on. Look at it.
What
is
wrong with that?
It's load already.
What is the hell? She's posing to make it look like it has a slit up the side.
Okay,
no, that is just FlexiPrim, and oh, I hate FlexiPrim.
Okay, first of all, that top is nothing but the generated jacket
that you can make in
that you can make yourself, and the texture is look like shit. Literally, it's the color of shit.
Colored it brown.
The FlexiPrim doesn't even fit her model. And if you're going to have a thigh poking out, at least make it look like it's on purpose by putting a slit there.
Yes, because like I said, that is not a slit. That's just how she's posing.
No.
What is that with the flowers sticking out of it? Is it supposed to be a serving horn? Or is
I don't know any Korean male who would want a flower on the drinking vessel he's about to drink out of.
No, they don't.
Korean men were manly. They don't do flowers.
No. See, I don't even play there, and I would assume this. Wow.
This and right here is what you will see a lot of.
That is bad. That is bad. That is really bad. Bad.
You will see the Korean male slaves wearing the equivalent of that, and some people think
that. You know, I think the flower you get from in your hair from being the newbie is better than that.
It is.
That is bad. Don't do that.
I know this because remember we were helping our new girl get her outfit together, and that six flower she had in her hair from being a newbie, it's way better than that one.
Yes, yes. Seriously, now, how is that top supposed to stay up?
Now, to me, I'm going to send y'all this link. This is what my idea of the perfect Korean male. If I see somebody walking around looking like that, or a little cleaner than this, you don't have to be this dirty, but this is what I think. From what I've read, what they should look like. Obviously, you should not have a shirt with
rude
buttons
design.
And pants. Yes, rude design.
Wait, no. Him, he's perfect the way he is. I love the animalistic, the rough looking, the raw kind of holy crap. Where did you come from? Can I just kneel at your feet?
Go. I would be in his lap in a heartbeat.
I would be at his feet. Just let me kneel there, dude. It's all I want. Seriously.
Please pull my hair. Please rip my top off.
Exactly.
That's the other thing.
Wow.
You guys, if you head over, again, you head over to Gore, you decide you like it, you like the whole subservient female thing, understand there is a difference between being dominating and domineering.
There's a difference between being dominating and being a complete douchebag.
Yes.
And I have been around enough douchebags to be able to tell you within the first 5 minutes of conversation, he's a douchebag. He's a real dominant.
The guy that's a real dominant, he doesn't even have to make the women do what he wants. They just want to come as soon as he walks in.
Exactly.
And he looks like this. And again, this outfit is on the marketplace. It's called Haudeus, Haudeus, and it's by Rude-Designs. If you want to look it up, or Rude Designs is what they're calling themselves. You can go there, check out that outfit. That's a perfect outfit in my eyes. I've seen one or two others. Like I saw a guy, one of the guys at the Korean Hub, and we're about to run out of time. But he was an Ubar, so his outfit was just a little bit more ornate, just a little bit. He had on something that was purple, which I would normally say, why the hell are you wearing that purple scarf thing? But it was done in such a way that it was like, you know, he's the Ubar, he's the head of the town, and it was supposed to be one of the richer, you know, cities. So that made sense. But the rest of his outfit was, you know, bones and, you know, skirt, and his shoes were looking raggedy like he'd been walking, and his sword was bloody. And I was like, ooh, just take me home with you. And hair was messed up looking like he had been fighting. He had blood splatters on his face and, you know, nice AO where he's, you know, standing with his arms folded and looking around. And he was just surrounded by women. And I was like, are all those your slave? And he's like, no. He said, they just keep sneezing. Every time I come here, this happens. They just sit around me. He says, only this one on my left is mine. I was like, ah. He's like, you want to come over here, don't you? I was like, I do, but I'm not going to.
I do, but I'm not going to.
And that to our girls out there, you find one that you like, the best thing you can do in Gore, you don't really have any power, as Snow will tell you, as a slave, but the power you do have is ignore them.
Yes, do not throw yourself at their feet. You can actually, now this is what I do, and it works every fucking time. Send them an IM and just start a normal conversation. That's all you got to do.
Stop. And mine is always, I'll stop talking in the middle of a conversation, and then they'll go, why are you so quiet? Oh,
exactly.
I'm sorry, I was talking to somebody else. And they'll go, oh, how many doms do you talk to?
Exactly.
And then I go, ha, 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 ha. I don't answer. Ha, 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 ha. And then the next question is always the same one. Where are you? I also don't sit anywhere where they can see me.
Exactly. And I do not come over unless they ask me at least 3 times. And then I'll be like, okay, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Look. All right, yeah, I'm totally taking notes.
The rest
how
of you take
to
notes.
Attract dominant males.
No, in Gore, because I don't work on the other side of the track.
In Gore.
Because the other ones would be like, why are you talking to me? Where are you? You're not even at the club where I'm at? No, I won't talk to you. It's okay. Slave, why you don't work?
Please don't make me laugh. I'm going to cough again.
It's good for you to cough, actually. You get that.
I don't want to cough anymore. I'm tired of it.
You need to get that one big one out. It'll help. Poor baby. Let me come make you a hot toddy. See, that's why you should have stayed in Houston. I could have been at your house right now.
I know.
Drugging you up and taking pictures of your fluffy cakes for people to see on Twitter.
I want to see the fluffy cakes.
She would so kill me when she got up.
I would. I would. You would be a dead woman. I don't even care. Sword or not, your ass would be dead. Anyway, I think it's time for us to go.
It does be time for us to go. We're about to be cut off. So we will see you guys bright and early tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yay.
I would sing, but that would be a mistake.
No, don't sing today.
You sing Thursday night. Hopefully you're feeling better.
I should be. Peace out, guys. Tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey do their thing for the news. And tune in Thursday to hear our show, the Raw show, the Raw verse. Right.
Yes, right.
My way.